We are continuing, hopefully finishing, Chapter 12 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Oh, so he just ran into Peeves in the hallway. "Why, it's Pee-wee Potter," cackled Peeves, allowing two of the inkwells to fall to the ground, where they smashed and spattered the walls with ink. Sorry. Harry jumped backward and out of the way with a snarl. "Get out of it, Peeves." "Ooh, Crackpot's feeling cranky," said Peeves, pursuing Harry along the corridor, leering as he zoomed above him. "What is it this time, my fine potty friend? Hearing voices? Seeing visions? Speaking in..." Peeves blew a gigantic raspberry. "Tongues?" "I said, leave me alone," Harry shouted, running down the nearest flight of stairs, but Peeves merely slid down the banister on his back beside him. "Oh, most think he's barking, the potty wee lad, but some are more kindly and just think he's sad, but Peevesy knows better and says that he's mad." "Shut up!" A door to his left flew open. Professor McGonagall emerged from her office, looking grim and slightly harassed. "What on earth are you shouting about, Potter?" she snapped, as Peeves cackled and zoomed out of sight. "Why aren't you in class?" "I've been sent to see you," said Harry stiffly. "Sent? What do you mean, sent?" He held out the note from Professor Umbridge. Professor McGonagall took it open, frowning, and slid it open with a tap of her wand, stretched it out, and began to read. Her eyes zoomed from side to side behind their square spectacles as she read what Umbridge had written, and with each line they became narrower. "Come in here, Potter." He followed her inside her study. The door automatically closed behind him. "Well?" said Professor McGonagall, rounding on him. "Is this true?" "Is what true?" Harry asked, rather more aggressively than he had intended. "Professor?" he added in an attempt to sound more polite. "Is it true that you shouted at Professor Umbridge?" "Yes," said Harry. "You called her a liar?" "Yes." "You told her he who must not be named is back?" "Yes." Professor McGonagall sat down beside her behind her desk, frowning at Harry. Then she said, "Have a biscuit, Potter." Have what?" "Have a biscuit," she repeated impatiently, indicating a tartan tin of cookies lying on top of one of the piles of papers on her desk, "and sit down." There had been a previous occasion when Harry, expecting to be caned by Professor McGonagall, had instead been appointed to the Gryffindor Quidditch team. He sank into a chair opposite her and helped himself to a ginger newt, feeling just as confused and wrong-footed as he had done on that occasion. Professor McGonagall set down Professor Umbridge's note and looked very seriously at Harry. "Potter, you need to be more careful." Harry swallowed his mouthful of ginger newt and stared at her. Her tone of voice was not at all what he was used to. It was not brisk, crisp, and stern. It was low and anxious, and somehow more human than usual. Misbehavior in Dolores Umbridge's class could cost you more than house points and a detention. "What do you..." "Potter, use your common sense," snapped Professor McGonagall, with an abrupt return to her usual manner. "You know where she comes from, and you know to whom she's reporting." The bell rang for the end of the lesson. Overhead and all around came the elephantine sounds of hundreds of students on the move. "It says here that she's given you detention every evening this week, starting tomorrow," Professor McGonagall said, looking down at Umbridge's note again. "Every evening this week?" Harry repeated, baffled. "But, Professor, couldn't you..." "No, I couldn't," said Professor McGonagall flatly. "But she's your teacher and has every right to give you detention. You will go to her room at 5 o'clock tomorrow for the first one. Just remember, tread carefully around Dolores Umbridge." "But I was telling the truth," said Harry, outraged. "Voldemort's back. You know he is. Professor Dumbledore knows he is." "For heaven's sake, Potter," Professor McGonagall said, straightening her glasses angrily. She had winced horribly when he used Voldemort's name. "Do you really think this is about truth or lies? It's about keeping your head down and your temper under control." She stood up, nostrils wide and mouth very thin, and he stood up too. "Have another biscuit," she said irritably, thrusting the tin at him. "No thanks," said Harry coldly. "Don't be ridiculous," she snapped. He took one. "Thanks," he said grudgingly. Didn't you listen to Dolores Umbridge's speech at the start of term feast, Potter?
Yeah, said Harry. She said, yeah, progress will be prohibited, or, well, it meant that. The Ministry of Magic is trying to interfere at Hogwarts.
Professor McGonagall eyed him for a moment, then sniffed, walked around her desk, and Hilda opened the door for him.
Well, I'm glad you listened to Hermione Granger, at any rate, she said, pointing him out of her office.
Mm-hmm. And that's the end of chapter 12. Next we'll read chapter 13, called Detention with Dolores.
You want to be like that kitten. You're an adorable kitten, boo. I love you so much.